This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 325, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy spooky Friday the 13th. Welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. As I've said before, health and wellness are truly my passions. I have my doctorate in public health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and a certified personal trainer, as well as a certified health education specialist. I am also the chair of the Department of Nutrition and Basic Sciences at Bastyr University, California, and hold two other faculty positions at other colleges and universities. I absolutely love answering your questions, so definitely keep sending those in. Let's jump right into today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, I was recently diagnosed with a milk allergy, and I'm wondering how common this is in adults.
Thank you for your question, Nikki. Food allergies do seem to be much more common nowadays, but as I've said on this show many times before, we can't really know unless we look at actual data. Once, there was a time when we thought of food allergies really only affecting kids, and is something most kids eventually grow out of, but now it seems so much more widespread. Luckily, there are agencies that track how common food allergies are amongst people and which food allergies are most common. Over the last 20 years or so, the data do in fact reveal a spike in the number of food allergies and intolerances. Many factors are being blamed for this supposed spike. Many are pointing the finger at pesticides, others the widespread use of genetically modified foods, which I'll just abbreviate as GMOs from here on out. What's particularly concerning about GMOs is that when foods are genetically modified, the protein content of the foods are being adjusted. They're increasing some proteins while decreasing others. Now that seems harmless, right? Well, when someone has a food allergy, it's the protein in the food that the body responds to, and that's what causes the allergic response. So if we mess with the proteins in our foods, could we be changing how the body responds to those foods? Possibly. Now, please understand, I am not saying that GMOs are to blame for the spike in food allergies, but what I am saying is this is a very interesting area of future study that we need to explore further. We also need to keep something else in mind when we consider these data. Are we seeing a spike in food allergies and food intolerances because people are actually experiencing these more often? Or is it because we're getting better at identifying and reporting this information? Allergy testing, while not perfect, has continued to improve over time, and maybe this is why we're seeing an increase in the number of reported cases. We simply don't know for sure. Nevertheless, in Nikki's case, she's been diagnosed with a milk allergy. A moment ago, I mentioned food allergies and food intolerances. I want to clarify the difference. A food allergy involves an immune response. This means that the body's main defense against harmful pathogens, basically, the immune system is that defense, starts to wake up when exposed to certain foods. And it's not like it just wakes up and then goes back to sleep calmly. It wakes up with a roar, like it has something to prove. It overreacts and starts to cause symptoms that can range from a stuffy or runny nose, something mild, to gas and bloating, various forms of mild, to even eczema and rashes, all the way to the most serious, anaphylactic shock. How the body will respond depends on the person and how angry their immune system is at that food. A food intolerance, on the other hand, can still involve uncomfortable symptoms, but the immune system basically stays asleep. So the body's response is usually less intense, and there's virtually no risk of someone experiencing anaphylactic shock if they simply have a food intolerance. It's been estimated that anywhere from 0.2 to 0.4% of the US population has a milk allergy. This means roughly 645,000 up to 1.3 million people in the US have a milk allergy. Again, the accuracy of these numbers depends on whether people actually go see an allergist to get tested, whether the allergist actually reports it to larger agencies, etc. So don't put too much stock in these numbers. However, what I can say is that typically milk allergies are not all that common in adults, but rather lactose intolerance tends to be reported more often. This is because as we get older, our bodies produce less of a very specific enzyme that helps us digest lactose, milk sugar. So this happens to all of us as we age, which is why many older adults experience some form of lactose intolerance, some more severe than others. But again, with a lactose intolerance, that means the immune system's gonna stay asleep. Gas and bloating, maybe a stuffy or runny nose are the common symptoms of a lactose intolerance, but that's about it. It's unlikely the person would have an anaphylactic shock reaction. But with a diagnosed milk allergy, Nikki needs to be very careful about staying away from foods that contain any milk products. Because again, her immune system gets really angry when it encounters milk. So if you have been diagnosed with any food allergy, please speak to your doctor about how best to avoid those foods and how to manage your body's response to it, if in case you accidentally consume it. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Take something iconic like the all-electric 2024 Fiat 500e. Add something eléctrica. Bring the swagger. And an Italian icon is remixed and ready to drop with its available premium JBL audio system. Tap the banner to learn more. Fiat is a registered trademark of FCA Group Marketing SPA, used under license by FCA US LLC.
Thank you again for the question, Nikki. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle just like Nikki, send in a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com. There's a red bar along the side of the page that you can click on, and that allows you to record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can always do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. I hope you had a wonderful week. Thank you, as always, for listening every day and all the way through. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.